Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. There's an interesting documentary that came out back in 2012 called Corporate FM. And being a radio junkie and loving radio, growing up on radio, I was interested in what this documentary had to shed light on. And I was really surprised and upended. It showed how the changeover in most radio deeply impacted local music scenes. And this really started to take root in the 90s. And when you think about how diverse the music landscape had been through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and then into the early 90s, it kind of stagnated and then just stopped. Because the opportunity to break new artists, as many radio stations had done, really went away. That opportunity to get on a local radio station and or have DJs talking about this new band that they saw, that just doesn't exist as much. And it's really kind of a crime. And I think it's funny. So Corporate FM is the name of the documentary, and it's listed. Corporate FM is in the top 100 corporate crime movies. So when you're thinking of what's going on, the way that they're looking at this is a crime that they stole the heart and soul of radio, music radio, by shutting it down, making it corporate. Everything's got a certain time slot. We've got to get the ADHD crowd and, you know, everything's got to change up very quickly and there's no chance. And I thought, well, that's a shame. And there are some amazing musicians that would have never made it had they not gotten that first chance of being heard on the radio. And as I was watching this documentary, and I've watched it a few times, just blown away by the storylines and how this thing went, I always thought, you know, boy, having the opportunity in radio, part of the reason that I loved radio as much as I did was the hosts that I grew up with. And I grew up in the Chicagoland area. So I grew up with Larry Lujack and Wally Phillips and Roy Leonard and Steve and Gary on The Loop and all these great hosts that were very accessible. And that's not always the case anymore. And they were always wonderful about taking my calls as a kid and a teenager to talk about radio. As a matter of fact, some of them would call me back off hours at home to talk to me about this. And that always impacted me as well. And I thought, you know, if you ever get a chance and you're on radio and you can see opportunities to let people shine, we should do that more often. We should definitely take advantage of that. And that's what I'm doing right now. Minnesota boy is making his way in the country music scene right here in the Twin Cities. Owen Evans is his name. He's a 16-year-old who lives out in the Twin Cities area. Minnesota native. He's really coming on strong with his country music, and he's doing it all on his own. This grassroots effort of getting your music out there, because we're seeing corporate radio, corporate music, it's just not working anymore. You've got musicians who have to go back on the road because they're not making money on their own music or their downloads or their records anymore, but you still have to break that seal. You got to get your name out there. And this young guy is doing it. He's got his first single, Runnin', which came out about a year ago, doing amazing across all the platforms. And he's released a couple other songs, The Frost and Just Another Memory on My Mind. Two more songs are being released in just the next few weeks. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity to talk to Owen. We've got Owen Evans in studio with us right now. Owen, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. This is awesome.
It's I love the fact that not only are you talented, but the fact that you're really putting your heart and soul into this and that you've got kind of that all-American story. You've got your family behind you pushing and allowing you to be you, not trying to overlord your career, which is impressive, right? As a kid, a lot of parents want to step in and take over.
Need a conservatorship.
Yeah, and we don't want that. We want you to have the opportunity to shine and become who you are, and your family's been important. As a matter of fact, one of your new singles, Just Another Memory on My Mind, is a song you were telling me your uncle wrote like 27 years ago?
Yeah, 26 years ago, and for years people have been telling him, like my family have been telling him, you got to release it, and he never did. And we finally got him to sing it with me, and we got Greg Michael Huberty, my producer, he was able to get everybody on the recording. And honestly, it's my favorite song. It's been getting up there really quick with the views and all that, so super excited.
That's awesome. And when you decide you want to get out there and start doing music, I mean, how do you go from just a kid with a guitar in his parents' basement, as I look across the way at my son Charlie over there, to making music and putting it out for the world to hear? I mean, was that just an easy jump for you, or did you have a lot of people pushing, you got to release this, Owen, you got to get this music out there?
The fact that I'm able to do this when I'm 16 is just astonishing to me. Like, right. My first song came out when I was 15. My family has definitely helped me out through all this. They really wanted me to do this. They really pushed me and, like, helped me, like, financially, and they've helped me any way they can. So it's a dream come true, man, definitely.
I thought it was great when my wife was like, oh, you got to hear this kid Owen. He's a country singer, and he's 15. And I go, what kind of country singer is he at 15? Right? And what's he singing about? Oh, I lost my Tonka truck, and I got to walk the dog. And she played his music, and I was blown away. Really talented musician.
I get told I'm 16 going on 40 because I'm releasing stuff that doesn't really make sense for my age. So
yeah, but if you feel it, and that's what I liked about your music as well, is that you can hear the passion in your voice when you're singing on these songs. It's not just something that you're going through the motions on. And you're going to do a live song for us in studio here after the break. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be doing The Frost, which I wrote with Ryan Smith from Soul Asylum. Did a writing class with him.
Oh, yeah, name dropper. Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Soul Asylum. That's where. How do you get connected with a musician of that caliber and co-write a song?
My mom called me one day, super excited, because I had just released my first song and I was writing a bunch of other ones. And she goes, do you know Soul Asylum? I'm like, no, don't know who Soul Asylum is. I'm 16, man. And she goes, you got to listen to this song. He's doing a writing class. It's really cheap. Go do it. And honestly, it was the best decision of my life. One of the best decisions of my life, because without him, I wouldn't have been able to write Frost. So it's been a roller coaster, man.
So you do this writing class with him, and is it just a digital class where you're watching videos of him, or are you working with him?
It's on Zoom. I just called him up. There was like four other people, and it was really inspirational, because he's very helpful with everything I'm writing and figuring out how to write stuff and do it better. So, no, it was a great experience.
And when you, because you came to him with some of the lyrics you'd already gotten out, you just didn't have a fully realized song yet, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, and I showed him some of the stuff I was writing, and he really helped me, like, change it in a way that I can, get songs out better and I don't know, just helped out.
That's awesome. Well, we'll hear that when we come back. Filling in for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's Running, the first release from our guest today, Owen Evans. And that music is out. You can find it wherever you stream music. Owen Evans, look for the song Running. He's in studio with us now today. We're lucky enough to have him around. Look at this. This could be, Dave, we might have the new Taylor Swift sitting right there.
Assuming we do.
8 feet away from you. I mean, he looks good in a crop top. That's all I'm going to say. So, and those cowboy boots. Mm. This is amazing. You know, speaking of Taylor Swift, my family, one of my family members owned a place called Ashmore States out in Illinois, and he would do events out there. And he had this little young country girl that would come out and perform, went by the name of Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Yeah, so my family's been kind of involved in breaking a couple of people in the world, so you never know who next might take off.
Well, you financially benefited.
Yeah, no, he did not. No, he was just like, oh, yeah, fine, Taylor, you can play. And stupid little kid, right? And then boom, she's blown up, has become the music world. So the song that you're going to play for us live is called The Frost. Give me a little bit of the history behind this story.
This song's called The Frost. I wrote the song with Ryan Smith. He did a writing class with me, and he told me in the beginning of the thing we were doing is, like, write something about the frost. The frost is the key word. So I wrote this song and, you know, produced it and never looked back. So,
and it's good timing for it with the current Minnesota weather.
I thought so, too, man. Yeah. It's spring break and we got snow. I don't know what I'm going to do here. So,
well,
but I got my songs.
Yeah. Live on WCCO. So let's hear it. This is Owen Evans with his new single, The Frost.
Goosebumps on my arms, a chill on my neck. I think of you every time I see my breath. You leave my body feeling icy and wrecked. Your love was the heat of the summer. The sunny smile, your pretty eyes and lipstick color. Why did you have to go? The sun is gone and here comes snow. Baby, your loss leaves me so cold. I got a bundle up, 'cause I can't hold you close. I try to forget you and warm up. Here comes a frost. This earth, I loved you so. The sun followed you like your shadow. Now you're gone with the man above. I hope he shows you care and love. Now the sun has gone away. The winter is all that remains. Baby, loss leaves me so chill. Miss you by my side, 'cause I am not fulfilled. Without you I'm lonely and messed up. Here comes a frost. Without you I'm lonely and messed up. Here comes a frost. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The goosebumps on my arms, the chill on my neck. I think of you every time I see my breath. You leave my body feeling icy and wrecked.
Nicely done. That is The Frost
Thank
by Owen Evans. Beautiful song, man.
Thank you.
You got an old soul in there, don't you?
I get told so, yeah.
16 years old. He's singing about love and loss and pain and the frost, and it fits beautifully, my friend. Beautifully.
Thank you very much.
That's very cool. And you've got a couple more songs that are coming out soon, right? Now, you just did Just Another Memory on My Mind with your uncle.
Yep.
Released a song that's 27 years in the making. Right?
27 years in the making, yes, sir.
And then you've got two more songs that are coming out in the next couple of weeks. What are those songs?
I got two more songs. So Just Another Memory on My Mind just came out, and that was a collaboration with my uncles. I got a song called Wildflower, and that's with my buddy Alon Bluston. And that song's perfect because it's the perfect – he's got a low voice like that Johnny Cash low, and I got that high tenor. So it's that perfect mix of low and high. And then I got my own song. It's called Shattered, and – what I really like about all three songs, it's got an older feel to it, and it's older song, older type songs, and you know I'm excited, I'm loving it, I'm getting as many songs as I can while I can, you know, at my age, it's fun, man.
What are your inspirations for music?
My inspirations are definitely my uncles and my family. Like we've had a lot of musicians throughout the years, And you know, watching them as I was little and getting able to play some songs with them now, it's amazing. It's I couldn't even describe the feeling. It's so cool.
According to TMZ, it says that Taylor Swift has just broken up with Kelsey and she's looking for your phone number. So I'm just saying it's a possibility.
We'll see, man.
All right, I might be off by a few years. Let's let you hit adulthood before we start hooking you up with Taylor Swift. When you do this, so what are some of the musicians out there that inspire you?
A lot of Zach Bryan. Me and my buddy Charlie, your son here, we listen to a lot of Zach Bryan. We listen to a lot of Tyler Childers, and I like that that older style music, Johnny Cash, you know, and country music's really changing, you know, right now anyway, and I really like how it's going, so. Those are my inspiration.
You like the change of more kind of a folk sound?
More
to
of
it?
A folk sound, yeah. That's what I'm all about. And I hope I can make some music that's like that and connects with people.
It's interesting because country music has kind of become this own pop lexicon of its own. Because you've got so many musicians that are under its umbrella that have wide and varied sounds, right? Country used to sound country.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
very twangy. It was very a certain
bluegrass
style. And now there's so many people and so many different varieties underneath this umbrella that are kind of turning and changing things around. It's kind of remarkable to see that. It's almost like it doesn't fit under a country banner, but it's got those flares, those tastes of country music to them.
Absolutely.
You know, one of my favorite singers, Bruce Springsteen, obviously leans into country pretty heavy.
Oh, for right? sure.
And when I was growing up, I was never a big fan of country music. I loved, you know, bands like the Beatles and the Monkees. And it wasn't until as an adult, my daughter said, "What do you mean you don't like country music, Dad? You listen to the Monkees all the time." I go, "The Monkees are not country." She goes, "Dad, you sing all those Mike Nesmith songs. Those are all country based rock songs." And I was like, "Wow, you know, I didn't even think of that." But you've also got the Eagles. To me, that's always been classic rock, but it's under the umbrella of country rock.
Yes.
Right? So you've kind of, it's a wide variance and very cool. Good music. People can follow you. Do you have a website set up or are you able to be tracked online that way?
We're in the process of making a website. But as of now, I have a fan page on Facebook and I'm excited for the website to come out because a lot of people are asking me how to reach out and how to, you know, see all my stuff and when it's coming. But it's called the Owen Evans fan page on Facebook. You should join it. That shows wherever I'm playing. What I'm doing, and it shows live streams if you miss it. So that's the best way to look up where I'm at. And then you should also look up Owen Evans on Spotify or wherever you listen to music. That really helps me out with adding the views and
perfect. The music. Getting your name out there, spreading the word, right? Share the music. If you like the music, share the music.
Get
it out there. And you've got all that going on for you. You've got the music. Are you looking to release a straight-up album at any time here?
When I get enough songs, absolutely, man. I got, right now I only have singles. I have about five singles that are going to be out pretty soon here. It'd be a dream for me to get an album out. I don't know what about yet, but I'm always looking for ideas.
Do you think you'd incorporate the songs that you've already created, or do you see a bigger scope for an album? It would be all new music?
What my idea is my grandfather passed away a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be an absolute dream of mine to do an album dedicated to him, you know. But my mom's always yelling at me because I kind of need some summer thumpers that get people dancing. But, you know.
Summer thumpers.
Summer thumpers. That's what she calls them. And nice. She's my momager, you know, and I got to listen to her. But, you know, I'm all about the slow stuff. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do and how I want to write and what I want to write about. But an album would be a dream of mine, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to write a good thumper when you're 16, 17. You haven't really been out there drinking and carousing.
Yeah. I got to experience more life, get some more dad lore.
Yeah, very cool. Now, you also perform live, what, Tuesday nights?
I perform live every Tuesday night at Babes in Lakeville, and you guys should totally come out and watch me. It's just it's an open mic night place. I go have fun there. But if you want to see where I'm actually playing, for a couple hours and stuff like that, you should go to my fan page, Owen Evans fan page on Facebook.
All right, Owen Evans, thank you so much for being here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to climb to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. Not us specifically, because I'm much too old and tired to do that. But Jeff Belanger is going to take us to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro and talk to us about his inspiring story. We'll do that next right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back in for Chad Hartman. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. I have got a few authors that I really love to read. Guys that are able to capture your imagination, get your attention, and take you outside of the life that you live. Help you explore different dynamics of the human element. And one of those authors is Jeff Belanger. We're lucky enough to have him on today. After his brother-in-law, Chris, passed away, author Jeff Belanger made the decision to take the trip of a lifetime, both in honor of Chris and in pursuit of clarity about his own life and goals. The Call of Kilimanjaro is a day-by-day record of Belanger's ascent to the peak of Africa's highest mountain. The book is out and available now. Joining us on the line, Jeff Belanger. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. It's always a pleasure. What is it, 7 years since you made that climb?
7 years ago yesterday. So 7 years ago today, we were on the way down.
When you set your mind to do something, you know, how do you inspire yourself? I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to, you know, wash cars for the weekend to raise money for homeless pets, you know, or whatever. There's a difference between a task like that and I'm going to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I guess there is a difference.
A little bit. A little bit. You know, obviously you were inspired, sadly, by the loss and death of your brother-in-law, but to take on such a Herculean task, was that like the first thing that came to mind?
So, you know, whenever you do something in your life, Dave, you know, think about any sort of accomplishment you've ever had or, or something you've done. When you look back on it, when you reflect, you realize that it was probably like 30, 40 things that conspired to make that thing happen. And then if you realize you give it more time, it would probably come up with another 30 or 40. You know what I mean? It was never just one thing. And so you were just playing the song, Africa. That was a little piece of it. You know, back in the 80s, I remember that song. You know, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. You know, there's a line in that song. And so that's one little piece. I ended up taking Swahili in college, which is a weird story, but I had failed French because the teacher hated me.
French, Spanish, German, nah. What about Swahili? Who knows when that might come in handy?
So that was it. So then I took Spanish because I was like, well, I need a language requirement. But Spanish was too close to French. I was getting confused. And I said, I need a language that's unlike either of them. And a friend said, take Swahili. I'm like, where do they even speak that? They said, you know, Eastern Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, things like that. I said, all right. My mom said, when are you ever going to use that? I was like, you never know. You know, another little conspiring thing. And I love to hike. I really do. After college, I sort of got into, you know, I live here in New England and climbing some of the White Mountains and things like that. You know, 3,000-foot mountains, 4,000-foot mountains, and just being outside. And it's really head-clearing for me to go and take a, you know, go hike in the woods for a few hours. But Kilimanjaro was always on my bucket list because it's one of the seven summits, and those are the tallest summits on each of the continents. And it's very accessible. So it's not a technical climb. It's not like, you know, you're hanging by ropes and you know, hammering into the sides of cliffs and things like that. And so I was always thinking, like, boy, that would be great to do. But when my brother-in-law, Chris, got cancer, that really changed things in my life. He was only a few years older than me. And it was about a two-year-plus journey from the time he was diagnosed to the time that he passed away. And in that time, he and I got very close. You know, we talked a lot about this whole process he was going through of dying. And you know, for that first year, he was kind of in denial. But the second year, we really talked a lot because my sister was in sort of denial about the whole thing. Like, you know, I mean, he did the chemo and radiation and all that. And, well, you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But we knew it wasn't. And Chris couldn't really talk to her about it. But he did talk to me. And we got really close. And I always liked him anyway. But I really got to respect what he was going through. And it was so... it was one of the most profound relationships of my life because it was so honest and raw and bare and, you know, realizing at one point, you know, in the conversations we would have that I'm like, wow, you know, I'm dying too. You know, you are, we all are. It's just, I don't have an expiration date that's been handed to me by a doctor. He did. And as he's sort of wasting away, you start to realize how short life is and, you know, there's no time to wait. And so I was doing a charity event a few months after he passed away. And it was for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And they said, hey, we're doing a fundraiser. And I'd helped them in the past. And I said, yeah, I'm really busy, Amy, but if I can help you, of course I will. You know, I'll do what I can. And she said, we're going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And I went, oh, climb Mount Kilimanjaro to raise money for cancer research. Months after my brother-in-law died from cancer, something I've always wanted to do on my, you know, my bucket list. And I just looked at her and I said, yep, I'm in. I have to do this. And it was, I don't know, Dave, how many times has the universe held something out on a golden platter for you like that? You know, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot in my life, but
no, it certainly doesn't. But the universe was speaking and you were listening.
Right. And right there it was obvious. I was like, I can't not do this. I have to do it. How do I say no? I can't. And I talked to my family. It was going to be a lot of money. It was going to be a lot of training. And we said, yeah, this is happening. We have to do this. I have to do this. And so I was put together with a team of, there were five strangers, all from New England. None of us knew each other, but we were all doing it for the same cause. And we had a coach and we trained and we got really close. And suddenly I became just engrossed with the whole idea of I have to do this and I really don't want to fail. And so everything I was doing was for the mountain. You know, you'd go out with friends to a restaurant or to a bar or something, and I'm like, do I really need that bacon double cheeseburger? Is that going to help me get up Kilimanjaro, you know? And I was making better health choices. I was living, you know, as clean as I could, and just everything was so singularly focused on this one objective. And it was amazing. And because my biggest fear was to not be able to do it.
Jeff Belanger, our guest on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We need to take a quick break. We'll come back and hear about that climb and what it meant to him to reach the summit. The book, again, is out and available. You can find it wherever you purchase books. And it is The Call of Kilimanjaro. Make sure you check it out. We'll be back with more right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, you can keep your dial right here because in for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. And on the time, we're looking at 12:49. It's the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to get 75% off installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows. Joining me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Jeff Belanger, the author, is here talking to us about his book, The Call of Kilimanjaro. You set off to do this. You've done your training. You get to the base of this, what would appear to be an insurmountable odd for me, Jeff, and you look at it. What is it like to be in that moment, to be in Africa and know that this is no longer a bucket list dream? This is you are standing there ready to make this climb.
Well, when we get to the hotel, it was nighttime in Arusha, Arusha is where we landed, in Moshi. And I woke up in the morning and I looked out and Kilimanjaro takes up the entire skyline. And I was just giddy. I was like, it was like being in a bar and your favorite celebrity walks in. And by the time we get to the base is, you know, 100 miles away. By the time we get to where the climb would start, which is about 5,000-6,000 feet in elevation, and keep in mind the top is 19,341 feet, if you keep a score. So when we get started, you're in the woods, and it feels like summer. You know, it's really warm, and we start walking, and my head is just spinning. I said, am I ready for this? It's going to take 6 days to get to the top. We're going to be sleeping on the ground in tents, which is not my favorite thing to do. and we're walking, and it's the woods. I've hiked in woods before, but then suddenly I see monkeys in the trees around us. And I've seen monkeys in zoos, but I've never seen them in the wild, you know? And I said, wow, if these monkeys want to leap out of these trees and rip my face off, there's nothing to stop them.
A little bit of a fatalist thought, but I'll let you go. I understand the moment.
So you just went, oh, I mean, I'm in their world, right? I'm an intruder. And so they let us pass, thankfully, and we start going. And that first day, you know, I'm worried about my family. I'm worried about my job back home. I'm worried about the emails I'm missing, the phone calls and text messages. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no cell signal, you know, once you get on the mountain. And it was just a very unsure type of thing. And by the time I laid down in the tent that first night, on the ground, really uncomfortable.
Right.
I'm asking myself, I'm in my 40s. What am I doing? Am I even cut out for this? And, you know, you have those moments of doubt. But also, you know, life gets much simpler, especially once we got going. After that first night, once we were going, life was so simple. I need to eat, I need to rest, and I need to get to the next camp. And I need to just take one step at a time. And as we got above the tree line, which was pretty much day two, it was the views were so breathtaking. Everywhere you look, I mean, I took something like 1,600 photos when I was there, because every time the sun shifted, a cloud shifted, or we moved a little further up, you know, up the mountain, the view was just so breathtaking. It was so quiet. It was so peaceful. The air was the cleanest air I've ever breathed in my life. And I found myself feeling different, and I realized what it was around the third day. I was unplugging. I was finally unplugging from my day-to-day hectic internet-connected Wi-Fi enabled cell phone cable TV life.
And you have got that's got to be like a huge burden kind of lifted off your shoulders as well, realizing that you don't need that and that the importance of life is much more than the electronic devices that we carry with us all the time.
It was a burden I didn't know was there until it was gone. You know, like you don't think about it. You just go through your day every day. You check your email, you respond to a text or whatever. But once it's taken away and suddenly all the noise stops, I encourage anybody. I mean, you don't have to go to Africa for this. You can just, you know, take a walk in the woods or by a pond and just leave your phone at home or in the car and just be out there. And you do feel it after just a short period of time. But every step as we get higher and higher, and once you're above 10,000 feet, I mean, you start to feel that. You start to, you know, it gets harder to breathe. So it becomes a journey of endurance and so much time for, you know, introspection and inward thoughts. And by the way, it's not all that hard for the first few days. I mean, it's sort of a gradual hill. The route we're taking is meant so you can acclimate to the altitude. It gets really hard near the very end as we start to really get up into higher altitudes and steep climbs, and we're getting ready to go for the top.
Well, no pressure. 4 minutes to go in the segment. What's it like then once you've got to that point where you're thinking, wow, this is real now. This is real heavy. The first couple of days were easy compared to what I'm hitting. And how do you find that fortitude to just keep pushing?
When we went for the summit, and you're starting at 15,000 feet, and we got to get to 19,000 feet, and we started at midnight, it's completely dark. I have a headlamp to just see around my feet. And every step is just all I can do to breathe. Breathing as deep as I possibly can. I'm so winded. I dropped my glove at one point, and I bent down to pick it up, and I put it back on, and that was the most exhausting thing I did. It was incredible, and it was so dark, and it was so very cold. It was the coldest I've ever been in my life. I was once in Vermont, and it was 60 below zero with the wind chill. That was the previous coldest I've ever been in my life. And this, I'm freezing, and I'm just trying to get higher and higher. But then something happened around 5 in the morning, and I looked forever in the distance. And keep in mind, we are way above the clouds at this point. And I saw just this hint of light on the horizon, and I realized the sun was coming up. And when the sun started to rise, and we reached the rim of the volcano, which, you know, still a little ways to go to the top, but when we reached the rim, and I saw the sun just above the clouds, I felt this profound and overwhelming sense of just oneness. There's a word in Swahili that means for the top of the mountain that translates to the realm of God, because they believe only God is allowed at the top of Kilimanjaro, or those who God deems worthy. And in that moment, I just felt worthy. And I felt my brother-in-law Chris with me, and that sunrise. And it was warmer. It filled me with this renewed sense of hope. And I knew in that moment that even though the top was another hour away, another like, you know, half a mile and 500 vertical feet, I knew there was no question that I was going to make it. It was a done deal. I was deemed worthy. And that sunrise, I took a picture of it. I literally had it tattooed on my leg. I will never forget it as long as I live. And that sense that hope can be renewed in something as simple as a sunrise was my biggest takeaway from the entire journey. It changed my life, just one sunrise, something that happens every single day, and we take it for granted.
We have about a minute and a half left. For those people out there that are facing what they think are insurmountable odds every day and dealing with issues in their life and afraid to take that first step, what advice do you give to them, Jeff?
No one can climb a mountain. It's too high. It's too big. But you can take a step, you know, and you can take another step. It's the same like writing a book. No one can write a book. It's too big. It's too much. But you can write a word, and then you can write a sentence, and then you can write a paragraph, and you can write a page. We have to break down anything insurmountable in front of us into its least common denominator and just tackle it one piece at a time. And try to enjoy the journey. And that's the other takeaway, right? The journey is incredible. And if you can appreciate those smaller steps, the little pieces it takes to get through something insurmountable, then as a person, you're just going to find happiness. The happiness isn't at the top. It's not at the top of the mountain. I guarantee you, it's not up there. The happiness has to be found in the first step, the second step, the 200th step, and so on.
Fantastic. And to find out if Jeff survived, you'll have to get a copy of the book, The Call of Kilimanjaro. You can get it wherever you purchase books. Thanks a lot for stopping in with us, Jeff. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, I'd like to hear from you. What inspires you? What has helped you take that first step on a journey that seems so hard? You can call me or text us on the WCCO Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226. We'll be back with more. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.